It's a meeting that of course U.S. government, you can always bring those who actually are interested and will contribute to the discussion. So obviously, you know, there is no limitation as to who from the governments should participate. I think that for the benefit of the meeting, it's also important that those that were involved in the informal pre-work are also participating in the meeting. That is just to facilitate and enrich the discussion. It should not be the secretariat who should be answering any questions that might be asked. Unfortunately, our knowledge is also limited, and so, you know, I think it's really important that we have experts who in the meeting who really will and can go through the proposals. I mean, CTU code is a quite technical document, and that of course has to be kept in mind. And we want to use the special session in the best way. 3 days have been reserved pretty much for going through one document, so really diving into the details. And I think it's good that the delegations are prepared to dive into those details. Yeah, one thing that I want to mention, that was of already this information was already provided to you. We will be able to organize that special session as a hybrid meeting. So that is maybe something that you wish to take note of. The meeting will be not fully hybrid. We call it a principally in-person meeting that will have that is to benefit from online participation, so that the consultation during the specific agenda item, and our specific agenda item is agenda item 2, that specific agenda item can benefit from wider consultations also by those participating online. We were, however, instructed that decisions can only be taken in the meeting room, so by those participating online, because this is in line with the decision of the Executive Committee of the UNEC.